praising him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Oh, come on. Let's get a high praise in here for Jesus. I know it ain't but a few of us, and it's always the same. But God is not the, he's not like us. He don't change. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Here you
go. Brother Al. Yes, you did good. You did good. Yeah, where I was going to, I'm mama, not to Al, you know. Been with him so long. He's on his way somewhere. I said, boy, would you eat? I ate a banana. I said, what is wrong with you? Boy, you eat. You eat a banana. That's what he had for breakfast that morning. I fussed at him. So I fuss at him like I'm his mama. I'm glad to be here today. And I thought about what God is doing. I woke up a couple of weeks ago, and the Lord said, let's go to the other side. I know those scriptures well. You know, I've read the Bible many times. So I got Mark, and I got, you know, the other scripture, Luke, and I started reading and studying. I said, Lord, something has happened to your people during this time, something they don't see. Something happened in the air.
Yeah, that's true.
You forgetful, more forgetful, and you just don't know what's going on. But I'm going to tell you, if we keep praying and we go to the other side, like he's going to tell us this morning, he's going to heal us. There's something in the air. And this next thing that come up is awful. And only God gonna take us through. It ain't gonna be your shots. It ain't gonna be your that nothing. It ain't gonna be nothing but do it. Do what they tell you to do, but stay with God. If you ever knew, needed the Lord before, we need him now. I'm telling you, something going on now. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't know if, you know, I want you to, I don't know. I lay down at night and I know it's something. Y'all pray for me that I will, you know, whatever. But I said, God, I said, I want to help your people. I've always wanted to do that. I just love God's people. I want to help them. Got people in my neighborhood I want to go to. I want to tell them about Jesus. And I'm just me. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for being here. And I really want to thank the Lord for seeing my brother-in-law. I just love him. I just love my Clay. And he loved me too. I remember when we were kids and we got married, I stayed with their parents a year. Me and Dad, because we went out of school, really. We were just kids, 17 and 18 years old. And Clay liked me. You know, he appreciated me as being his sister. I'm going to tell you about this, Clay. So they wanted something from Clay. They said, tell Celeste to go ask him. Tell Celeste to go ask him. Because they feel like Celeste asked him, they would do it. So I just want to thank the Lord for Clay for his love toward me. I believe it's been that way as his sister-in-law. I believe that he really loves me as his sister. I really do. I thank you, Clay. You know, I just want you to know that I thank you, and I really thank you for it. And today I want to do what God is telling me to do. I praise him for it. But, you know, don't feel bad because we're forgetting things. And it's just, I mean, I know we're getting older, but something going on here. I mean, it's just something that's in the air. Praise the Lord. Now, I ask you all to pray for my son. He has COVID. And I told the Lord, here it is. I went down to the basement and I had a terrible spirit that came over me of sadness. It's like I had at another time. And I was crying and I was calling his name. And I was just tore up. And I don't know where it came from because my emotions have been beat to death. I've been through something that beat my emotions up where I didn't even have emotions. Now, maybe y'all don't understand it, but I'm just telling you the truth. My emotions, the only emotion I had was maybe if you said hello and I love you and something like that. It was something I never have experienced in my whole life. So I've had to hold on to God because of his name. I had to hold on because he kept taking me through and bringing me through things that I got into and healing my body and doing things for me. And my Bridget was my soundboard a lot of times. Mama, hold on. Thank you, Bridget. And, nobody know, you know, and I look at times when people stand up, look at my daughters, stand up, and I'm going to tell you, I was so proud. We went to Bridget's surprise birthday party. Wasn't no surprise, but, you know. And people just honored her. They just loved on her. I'm looking at my children, I'm looking at my kids. You know, I'm looking, nobody been in jail. Nobody on drugs. You know, I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to tell what I want to say. And I looked at my kids and I said, thank you, Jesus. It just made me feel new. When she get up this morning, She got up this morning and started, I don't even know what you're talking about, child. I don't know nothing about what y'all talking about. About this stuff. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, but it sound good to me, you know. Just I got proud again. I thank God for raising the children in the neutral and admonition of the Lord. You know, don't matter what they say, man, I can't do this, and I'm sorry. I look at people and they be trying to do stuff, but you got to do it the old way. It'll work the old way. Now they may get like Gwen, but look, you see her sitting back though, don't you? I don't care what they say, raise your kids, this out here. Raise them in the neutral and admonition of the Lord. Keep your children in the house of God. It's what it was. I'm tired. And long as you feed them and you make them do what you tell them to. No, I wonder where this come from. Somebody need this. Pray. You know, it's sad. It's sad on a kid. It's sad because they got to go into the world and face the world. Well, hello. Hello. So you need to raise, and they will come up. The Lord said they will not depart, sister. And they will not depart. They will not depart. God's promise. So you all keep Michael in prayer. He's got COVID. And he was coming over every Tuesday. And the lady that he's with is from South Africa, who just came over two Fridays ago. No, she don't have nothing. No, he tested last Wednesday, and then when she tested the Friday, she's negative. No, she don't have anything. Pray for them both. You know, it's a messed up world. You hear me? It ain't only messed up for sinners. It's a messed up world. We need God. You hear me? We need God.
Yes, we do.
Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord for being here today, and I praise God. And I will pray before I preach because I can't do nothing without God. But I just want to thank the Lord for all of you. Praise the Lord. I had an experience that I said, Lord, you know, you really something. I went to the restore, whatever store it was. Mary Martha. No, not the one. The one over in O'Fallon. The sister that's over in O'Fallon. What's her name, Bridget?
Graces,
yeah. So I walked up to the door and, you know, I'm feeling pretty good, you know, pretty good. And so this lady, I said, how you do? She said, I feel awful. She said, I feel so awful. So she broke my heart. So I said, wait a minute. So the man was on the door. I said, you go ahead in. We got to talk. I ain't seen nothing about this woman. And we talked and I ministered to her and everything, told her about Jesus, just ministered to her. So I got on in the store and, when I told her what she said, we changed names. My name is Celeste. Oh, Celeste, that's beautiful. I think it is too, by the way. But anyway, we went in the store. So we got up to the counter. I bought a little bowl because Tawana gave me some bowls. I had bought this pretty bowl, but Tawana gave me some more bowls. Put my candy in, get ready for Christmas. And so anyway, she said, I want to pay for Celeste. I want to pay it. It was just a little $2 or $3 bowl, you know. So she paid it. So we paid it. And so we just, I said, I'll pray for you. We just talking kind of like. So she went out the door. She came back in with her hands like this. She said, the Lord told me to give this to you. And she dropped, who want to guess, a bill, $100 bill in my hand.
Wow.
Now, I'm very blessed. You need to be lying. I'm blessed. My husband was very astute in what he did, and we're not poor. And we're not rich, but we're not poor. That's the Lord, he said, Celeste, don't ever do that. He said, I did it for her. I did it for her. And I thought, oh. And I learned something. Ain't that something? Learn something. 80-some years old and just learning this, you know. Hey. And I said, Lord, you know, you are a good God.
Yes,
and I don't know. I was sitting there like it's a shrine. I don't know what to do with it. I put it in my purse. Got the side. I said, Lord, what should I do? He said, it's yours. Do what you want with it. Thank you. Amen. Listen, God showing me always he going to take care of you.
Right.
He going to take care of you through this, whatever's going, this Amarana or whatever don't come up. We got to stay close to God.
Amen.
Don't fool yourself. These people running around here not trying to find something to get for that. They ain't hardly found something to go with the other stuff. Now they're trying to find something to go with this. My, as your pastor, stay with God. Love him. Do what they tell you. Go out in the crowd. Put your mask on. You know, I ain't going to my post office without my mask on. Because my post office had, they found the junk in my post office. So I ain't hardly going there without my mask on. But it's nothing wrong with you wearing a mask. Don't be crazy now. Because the Bible tells us to obey the magistrate. So you got to obey something they tell you to do. Keep yourself covered when you go around crowds. Amen? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just telling you what. I'm going to tell you what was my heart is saying. Praise God. So the Lord told me, he said, let's go on the other side. Father, in Jesus' name. You know what's been going on with everybody. You know what's even in the world that's going on. I'm asking you, Lord, to help your people. Help us all. Just take one at a time. Lord, help us. You know what we need. You know what's going to take us through. You know our hearts. You know us. I say, you know us. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and keep us by your spirit and your power. And now, Lord, we pray through the word that you would bless the word today. You know my heart. I ask you, Lord, let me expound this word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let me do it, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask it in Jesus' name. Nobody knows the heart of man but you. But I pray, Lord, that the love of God, Lord, would reach the people, that we would know who and what to pray for. We ask it in Jesus' name. I want to turn your Bibles to Luke 8. And somebody can turn to Mark 4. Luke 8:22, and the other one is Mark 4:35. Maybe y'all can read it for me. I want to pray for all, for everybody here and who's listening to me, for your eyes. That's what I feel right now. For the Lord to strengthen your eyesight. Pray. If something's wrong here in this auditorium, I just want to follow God. Just pray for your eyesight, that the Lord would touch your eyesight. I'm going to tell you, you're going to go through a whole lot in the future. We're going to have to know God. Not only are we going to have to know God, we're going to have to serve him. We're going to have to be what we say. So let's go on the other side. We're going to start with, I'm going to take Mark's, I like what the Mark, how Mark did it. You want to read it for me? I appreciate it. Mark 4, let's start with the 35th verse. L for me, please. I think it's 435.
And the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship.
Thank you,
Jesus.
So that it was now full.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awakened and said unto him, Master, curse thou not that we perish?
Yes, Lord.
And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
You know, I read that, Al, and I read it again this morning. The Lord quickened my heart. You know, he not only still the wind. He didn't just still the wind, but he still the sea too. So whatever come against us, I was out there back and I said, Lord, I've been reading this and you know where my heart has been and what I've been through and da da da, you know. And so I said, Lord, help me with this because you gave this to me and I want to give it to your people. I know that's what you gave me to give. Amen. But brother, this is the first Sunday. You know, I would have let you had it, but I just want to share this with the people. Yeah, because I like to, you know, stay what to do what I'm supposed to do, you know. And so, but you know what? I understood really what God was showing me about the time we're living in. We're going to have the prophets to stand. The Lord said he wouldn't do nothing without his prophets. He said that. Something happened to the prophets when they prophesied and Mr. Wood and name didn't get it. And they stopped, even the prophets that was good, they hushed their mouth. I ain't heard nobody. Cause I ain't looking to hear nobody. But I know before, when I was a child, we had prophets that prophesied, and they prophesied the truth. And we, you know, we could go and you know what I'm saying, y'all that's older. You know, and we should have prophets. So the Bible say we should have them in the church. And we do. And I just thank God for Brother Ed. We, and Jack, we do have prophecy. It's we gotta have it. And so Jesus, I'm gonna show you this too. In the 35th chapter, it's saying they took him as he was. He was tired. That's how he was. Very tired. And when he went in the back of the ship, he went to sleep. Wow. I wonder, can any of y'all go to sleep in your troubles? Another me, rest in God. And that's what God want to do for us. He want us to have a rest. Children of God, if we continue to go through and go through the way we want to go through, we're going to be wore out by the next time the third thing comes to this nation. We're not going to be able to stand. I'm telling you now, we got to learn that we got to supply. Hallelujah. I don't mean supply. We got to rely on Jesus. We got to hold to his hand. We got to hold. I'm talking about hold. Hallelujah. Because if we don't, we're not going to make it. We just ain't. It ain't because we ain't. They ain't say you ain't going to hell or nothing. But you ain't going to. Because the devil don't care how he get us out of here. You know, he don't care. He don't care. You know, hallelujah. If he can't get you out one way, he'll get you out another way, Al. He'll get you out another way. You young, but he don't care. You get up here and you bless the people, and people get healed, and people get changed, and people. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you gonna be gone. Me, I'll be gone. Praise the Lord. So my little sweet husband, we went sweet again, and he cooks different from me. I told y'all this before. What I have, what they say I got, you know, I was diagnosed with diabetes 2 about 5-6 years ago. But I control what I have with food. I decided not to take medicine, and when I was 70, and I started controlling myself with, I looked in things and I found out I can tell you anything about food just about it. But I learned that to try to control blood pressure, my family, whatever. But then my blood started going up. You know what I'm saying? Well, I knew, I looked in there, they say salt. So Celeste got 50% salt in her house. I'll use very little salt on my food. And so when people take me out, it's kind of hard because, especially the kids that they know where I am. My kids took me out. Mama, you can't get mama that now. Now, they go up there and say, you got some fries without no salt on it. So Jackie told him, make sure you don't put no salt on my mother's chicken. Can you cook this chicken without salt? They were so sad. She was up in the woman's face. I said, now don't put no salt on my mother's chicken. So I had some good time out with them. But I'm telling you, love is something. True love. Yes. True love. It's really something. And so when they took Jesus, of course he didn't worry about nothing because he knew who he was, and that's what we got to do. We got to know who we are. We got to know when we go through things that I don't care what the storm come or what come, we're going to go through. And that ain't just talking. You know, I can sit up and say that, brother. Those words is easy because, you know what I'm saying? I just read them. You know, but for me to be this way, you know what I'm saying? I want to be this way. Be where I'm not worried about nothing. You know, just the heck with it. I told him, Al, what I went through, the enemy tried to kill me, and I went through a lot in my body battling. And now I find myself, I'm kind of weak and something and whatever. I can't even explain it. And I sit down, I say, Celeste, you get your tail up here. You get up. I couldn't cook. I couldn't, my mind was in my body and was responding and all. Woo. So this morning I said, you know what? I told the kids gave me a what you call them steaks and flank steaks. They kind of tough, they say. The flank steak. About this long. And so I took it out and I bled it. I bleed my meat. I try not to, because I'm trying to eat blood. With salt and, you know, got it this morning. I said, oh, okay, Celeste. Girl, you getting up out of here. You going to do whatever God done told you to do. You hear me? And I took my beat of this. It's the thing that you do to me. I put a little tenderizer on that booger, and I said, you going to do it. Now, the steak is tough, they tell me. But when I got through beating that booger. No, I fried it, you know, and I put the fry. So I told Daddy, because he loves, ooh, that man loves meat and gravy. Ooh, he loves gravy. And I fix it. I got a way I fix gravy. I call it water gravy. I don't put a lot of, you know, stuff in it. But anyway, he's so used to me fixing it this way, and Steffi is too. So anyway, he took, I said, there's a little bit of steak in there, honey. You could have that piece. Can I have that? I said, yeah, I'll take it. He said, I'm going to eat that for breakfast. I said, okay, then you just take the little steak and do whatever you want. I said, next week I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to cook him so I can cook some biscuits, baby. I said, no, Celeste, you're going to cook biscuits. You're going to do whatever you can do. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. Well, you got to make up your mind and start here. That you're going to do, I don't care how, listen, this stuff has made people have feelings they never had. You know, you can't lay stuff down. Now, we always was kind of, but now it's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? It's different. It's worse because of the fact it was that way that time. Come on with me now. But now it's worse. You lay your stuff down, you don't know what you did with it, and you just done it 2 minutes ago. Let me see the hands. And now don't pretend like you don't do that, because you do. Something wrong with that. Your mind is something that happened to whatever this junk was. It did something to our minds. It tried to do it. You know why? Because the devil knows that's where we got to have our minds. See, Satan knows that. You know, so he's going to work on you in the place that you're vulnerable, he thinks. But the Lord said, perfect peace. I'll keep them whose mind is stayed on me. And all you got to do is call his name. You ain't got to say no lot of words. God understands your heart. Are you just Jesus? And many times I didn't know what to say to him. I just look up in my heart and I say, Jesus, hallelujah, raise my hand and praise God, and everything goes. And it saved the time when I'm feeling, you know, because the kids know all what we've gone through. Praise God. So one of the kids will call. Mama, what you doing tomorrow? I said, well, oh, come on. We're going to take you out to so-and-so. Them kids took, what was that? Was that Saturday? Friday? Jackie ought to know. Well, Mama, we got some coupons we need to change. Come on, Mama. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. So they took me out to the mall and walked me, and I got enough exercise for the next year. And I walked in a jacket. I walked. Mama, we're going to take it now. We're going to talk down to the food court now. We're going down here, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, God, what can I eat down here? You know, these folks, you know, cooking this. Oh, dear Lord. But not, I forgot I was with Jackie. She rose up to the people like she own it. Make sure now there's no salt on my mother's fries. And don't put any chicken. Mama, you going to eat this chicken? I'm going to eat so-and-so. I said, no, I can eat some chicken. Don't put any salt on her chicken. The people say, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. And do you have a sugarless drink? Stuff with me. I got Ernest called it. I don't know what he called it, but I got different flavors with, you know, that I can use with no sugar. Praise the Lord. Come on, raise your God is good. Raise your hands and praise your Lord. God is good. I say God is good. Now, why do he want to take you on the other side? What are we going on the other side for? Because on that side, we done did what we can do. But when he went on the other side, he met somebody. A greater work God, show me this, because a greater work on the other side. We done done all these wonderful things for God, but on the other side, read that other chapter. What you got, L? Okay, now read Mark. Mark 4:35. Yeah, 4:35. You read it? Which? Okay, Luke 8:22. The devil is a lie, huh? Okay.
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples.
Okay.
And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep.
Yeah.
And there came down a storm and wind upon the lake. And they were filled. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy.
Go ahead.
They came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And that was a calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they began, and they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? Well, he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obeyed him.
Yes.
And they arrived at the country.
Yes, Lord. Where? Of the gathering.
The gathering.
Yes.
Over against Galilee.
Yes. And wore no clothes.
Neither abode in any house,
mm-hmm.
but in the tomb.
Yes.
When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him. And with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, the Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes,
yes, Lord, called him.
Mm-hmm. He had called him.
He was kept bound
with chains
in his fetters.
And he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Legion,
mm-hmm.
because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there and heard of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them.
Then that's pigs, y'all. That's pork. Mm-hmm. Okay. This brother said he ain't eating nothing that the devil went into. He's a health for that, you know. Said brother Reuben. He said, I ain't eating nothing no devil went into. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus.
Oh, God.
The man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
Okay. So when they went, this, Luke gives the account, when they went on the other side, he came into the city of the Gadarenes. And God want to take us further. Listen, we don't saw a lot, but we're going to meet up with some of this on the other side. So the Lord told me, he began to talk to me, and he began to speak to me. I said, Lord, what about the other side? He said, I want you to, the things that's in your life that y'all praying about. He said, you got to put those things away. And get serious about it. Don't think, you know, because, you know, y'all fasting and praying or whatever you're doing, they're just going to, he said, put them away. He said, put away anger. Put away, you know, if you're a person, and listen, be for real. God know you anyway. You know, any of you tell me, well, God know you. He said, be angry, but sin not in Ephesians. So you, when you shoot off and act a fool, then, come on. Then you gotta go back to God and ask him to forgive you again and again. Come on now. Anything you got that's got you bound, you know what it is. And then the Lord told us in Proverbs to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And don't lean to our own understanding. So don't lean to your own understanding, Jack. You know, whatever God got for you is for you. You know, that song said, what God got for me is for me. He gonna lead you. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to spend nail day. You ain't got to get no book out and go to writing and go to all that. You ain't got to do none of that. Cause what God has for you is for you. And I really appreciate that. So God begin to tell me all the things that's in you, hallelujah, that you got there and you know. I don't know who you are. All I see is you're smiling. And I love you. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to know no way. I don't want to know nothing about you personally. You know what I'm saying? Something that, unless you want me to pray for something. But you know how some of y'all are, you know. You know, the cat even scared of you. You know, the dog scared of you. You know, because, you know, this is the cat. But we saved. We saved. God want us to get rid of these things that's holding us down to keep us from going over. Because we got to go across the lake. We just about to, come on now. It done got so bad now. We can't stay in this place and take care of the folk that's going to come in here now. You just can't. We got to go over and get what God has already planned for us to have. And I know you can understand that. I tell you, when the child came here 2 or 3 times, and Lord, I didn't know what to do with this woman. I just prayed and prayed. Brother Ed, I prayed. I said, Lord, please. I ain't never met a devil like this. I've cast out devils. I have kept the Lord have used me to cast devils out. First thing he did. But I ain't never seen them like this one. This was a little bit out of my league. And so I prayed. I sought the Lord. I said, God, this woman need help. What should I do? Praise the Lord. So they gone. They ain't come back. And I feel bad about it. I said, Lord, send them somewhere and get some help. He said, send them y'all. You know, we preach the church is a hospital. And when people come to the hospital, they got to get some help. Right? I know when I go, I get help. I get help when I go to the hospital. When I go. Very seldom, but I get help. You go or you wouldn't go to the hospital if you didn't think you'd get no help. So you go to the hospital cause you want some help. Now this lady, she don't expect for the, I guess the child just the, well, you know, that we think he should be. But I think the lady, she loved the messages, so she would say, I'm gonna come back and hear the word. But she ain't back yet. And so, I mean, y'all may not think about it, but I do. I think about it, I say, Lord, we should be where we can, you know, you're not gonna send us to do something we can't do. We shouldn't know how to do. This is why Jesus went to sleep, because they should have known. And many miracles as they had seen. Same with you. God done brought you out of things nobody could have brought you out of. But then you're scared of when the winds get really hard, then you get scared. Why? But Jesus, hallelujah, he was asleep because he felt that he had taught them enough. He didn't, you know, that they would know something. And so when the water got in the boat, he wondered, why ain't you doing what I taught you? You saw me do these things? Don't you believe? You all just have stood up and gave some great testimonies. Now, why can't he not do everything? He can do anything. Anything. God wants us to believe him that he can do anything. And I really believe that. I believe that, brother. I believe he can do anything. And I'm watching him day by day doing something that I didn't think would get done. And I marvel, and I thank God. I said, Lord, help me. Help me to stay, to help me. Help me. I know that I can't do nothing. It's you. Help me to do the right thing. Help me to say right. Help me to look right. Help me to do what, you know, I want to see things done for God. I want to see God be God. So I had a lady to get out the car the other day. Her name is Maxine. She's really sweet. And she goes around helping anybody in the neighborhood. She really tickles me though, cause she be chopping your grass or chopping whatever. She's, you know, the lady beside her has some ivy around her mailbox. She chopped all that stuff. So she chopped it. So that's supposed to be like this. So to come out there, I say, Maxine. So the lady lived next door to me, now is in a nursing home. But her, she got Johnson grass. Grows up, woo, you know Johnson grass. So Maxine comes over with a hoe, chopping this Johnson grass. Daddy said, won't you tell her, honey? I say, honey, you have to get the roots out. Johnson grass is not going to come up because you chopped the top off. All you're going to do is make it bigger and stronger. So every year the thing goes, vroom, vroom. Now it's up there, look like a jungle. She said, well, Celeste, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, but Maxine want to come. She's the treasure of this unit I live in. She lived right across the street, kind of catty corner from me. And she just want to see things nice. I mean, she's one of these people, I'm sure, they want to see stuff nice. Because she'll go be picking up this and cutting that and, you know, on other people's property, by the way. I say, Maxine, I tell you, but if you, next year if you get the people out, you know, I'll try to help you get it out. You know, we'll dig it out, but you got to dig it out. Oh, I said, yeah, honey, you have to dig that stuff up by the root or it's going to come back.
Every year.
That's a good message there. You don't get this stuff out by the root, it's going to come back again. And prettier than it was the first time. And stronger than it was the first time. And I've been out there 2 years, and I'm telling you, it was doomed. Now it's woo. And I feel so sorry for them, because they'd be over there be working. I said, she said, I ain't even telling her I'm going to get no hole and be doing that. And I ain't going to be out there chopping something I know going to come back. I ain't going to be doing that. I can walk up down my stairs and get my exercise. I got a 2-floor, and I can walk up down the stairs and get me some exercise. I ain't hardly going to be out there chopping something going to come back. So I told her, I tell you what, if you get a shovel, I will help you. And we'll help, you know, her name is Peggy. She's in a nursing home now. I said, we'll keep Peggy's yard. Now, ain't nobody in this house. Nobody. Her son, I don't know whether they're going to sell it or what they're going to do. Got a beautiful place. Next door. Right next door to me. Yeah, next door. Yeah. Amen. So when they went to the other side, they saw a man that was worse than, that was one of the greatest miracles Jesus performed. I didn't know, I read, you know, but I never read what I read back before to see what he had done. But this was the top. I'm telling you. This man had demons that, and here's another thing I think I love about this scripture. That what was in man, he hadn't completely took him. Cause he, the thing that was in him ran down to Jesus. Yeah, that something in, hallelujah. It don't matter where you are, something in you got put there that you're able to respond when you meet Jesus. I don't care what you've been in, what people done to you and how you've been through, but it's something down in you that's able to reach Jesus. If a man with 20 demons in him can reach him, you can. You can't sit up in church and talk about, well, you know, they did so and so. And stop looking at they. This is you. You know what, brother? I'm talking about myself. I'm really, in my heart, I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want to be saved. I do. I say, Lord, when you come, I don't leave me here. When the first trumpet sound, I want to get up out of here. I don't care what happened in the second trumpet. I don't want to be here to hear no second trumpet. We got a song to say, where shall I be when the first trumpet sound? And I want to be in Jesus, and I want to go up just like he showed me years ago. I want to be saved. What about you? Well, if we want to be saved, we got to get out of this place and go on the other side, because there's other, and you got to, whether you ready or not, we got to go. I said, ready? And you can say, well, I just think, no, we got to go, children of God. There are people out here that need us. Who, if the church don't help them, who going to help them? Like I say, okay, this other disease done broke out. Amarama, whatever the name of it is. It took them a year to try to find out how to cure the first one, help the first one. And I don't even know what's that about. By the way, my son was vaccinated. Because he worked down in the city. Huh? Yeah, he's fine. He say he feel better. Yeah. But I think that helped him. But however, you know, I was worried about my son. You know, worried about my baby. He's my baby. Worried about my baby. And I said, Lord, I was worried about him. And And I say, Lord, I don't understand. See, y'all don't understand. When people say something inside of them, you don't understand because you ain't inside of nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So you cannot really sense what is inside of me unless you've been through something similar to what I've gone through. And then maybe you can understand what I'm saying. You know, because I be trying to explain. I said, Lord, nobody understands me. Oh, and so, but you, oh God, ain't nobody understand me but you, Lord. Oh, yes. But he understands you. He understands even a twinkle in your eye, even why you turned it this way or why you went there. I was talking to Covey the other day and I got lost in my mind talking to Covey. He's sweet. I say, Covey, I said, God is so good. I said, how'd I do that? How'd I do that? What made me do that? I mean, is there something in my brain? Is it, look at God. I said, how could I do that? Y'all see, I'm crazy. I do that kind of stuff. And I look at my hands. I said, Lord Jesus, how could I do that? I said, you are something.
Yes,
he marvels me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I don't have to go and do, I can just look out loud and see God wherever I look. How'd you do that, God? How that flower look like that? How come that fish look like that? I get excited when I see God.
I'm telling you, oh, yeah.
It's all God.
Oh.
And then you prepare a place for me. That's too much for me to understand. So whatever I go through, that helps me. Lord, if you say I'm supposed to shut my mouth, turn my head if somebody slapped me, you know what I'm going to do? Because I want to be with you.
Help, Lord.
Help us.
I want to be with you.
Help us.
I want to be with you, Lord. And then you tell me you're not going to put on me nothing I can't bear. I must be pretty good here. I must be getting pretty strong here. I say, because, Lord, did I do that right? Yes, you did. He talks to me. Honestly, he talks to me. He let me know, says, unless you... Remember I told you I was doing something what I was supposed to do for Dad, and I heard a voice. He said, I'm proud of you. I say, thank you. Well, then I'm ready. You know, I could do this and make it. So I know more about the thing than he know. Well, he should be knowing what I know. But y'all understand what I'm saying. And, but I say, God, you know, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it with joy. I say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it with joy. I'm going to learn out how to do everything, how to cut corners, what to do. You know what I'm talking about, tomorrow, and what to use, when to use it, how to use it. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to say, I'm tired. And I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Because he gives us what he's the one that's directing us.
Right?
He knows what it takes to make us. We're saying one thing with our mouth. Girl, would you look up to this going to make you a better person? Whatever you are, this is going to make you a better person. Whatever you go through with your family, whatever, this is going to make you a better person. So you ain't got to let the devil make you curse. You know. Watch out. And do things or feel things you know that you ain't supposed to feel. Slam doors, kick the cat. Slap the dog, you know how you do. Because whatever we go through, he's trying to take us so we would get to the other side, we'll know what to do. Because this really is, and in the same foot, he said, let's go to the other side. If all the stuff is, hey, he said, go to the other side. And so whatever happens in there, he said, we going to the other side. So ain't nothing going to be, ain't no storm going to kill me, ain't no devil going to kill me, because I'm going to the other side. He said, let's just go to the other side. I said, yes, Lord. I didn't know what it was until I started studying this, you know, the scriptures and said that. And then I got really excited. Then I said, me? Then I got really excited to thank me, of all people. Me. Celeste. You know what I'm saying? I'm just me. You know, Lord, sometimes I'll be tired. He says, listen, I know you get tired. I know you get tired. But I'm here. All you got to do, and it's the truth. Now, y'all may think of him. Now,
Whatever I do it with joy. Honestly, he gave a joy he gave me. There's no way I could have do this with joy. You know, you just say something. But when I say that I'm doing this with joy, God's joy. And now I'm crying.
I don't know what it is. God took it so good over me.
Because I know myself, I ain't want to do nothing. Especially in that area. But when I did it and said, I said, come on, sweetheart, we're going to do such and such thing. Come on, and it makes him feel better. Come on, we're going to do such and such thing. You know, it makes him feel better. He feel more relaxed. He feel better. You know what I'm saying? But you go there, oh, God, here I got to go again. You know how y'all do?
Oh, Jesus.
Watch out, you know, watch out, kids. I know I'm going to take out, oh, shoot, I got to take this couch out again. And then you go struggling, struggling. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, do it with joy. Yeah. I don't care if it's taking out the garbage, because that's your job. If it's your job, God is looking at you. Mama said, pick your clothes up. Don't leave your shoes on the floor. Oh, throw the shoes on the floor. Come on now. I was a kid once. I didn't have this understanding. Whatever you do, do it with joy. See, you go to bed now, put your shoes on the side of the bed when you get. So with joy, you're going to put your shoes on the bed. Put them there. So you're going to get up and say, where are my shoes? And everybody gets off. Didn't the boy, didn't I tell you to get your mom all of them? Didn't I tell you to put them shoes under there? Yes, ma'am. All I'm saying is, let's go to the other side.
Yes, Lord.
Father, help us.
Yes, Lord.
We go on the other side of being whatever we are. It's a list, you know. I can go down the list where you know where you are. Whatever you are, you know, if you are sincere about going on with God, you know God, what he's talking to you. I ain't got to name it all down, angle this and that and that. You know where you standing with God. Amen. With your fellow man, whatever. So let's go to the other side.
Yes,
and God is saying, go, so he must be getting ready to take it soon. Because, you know, he got to. Y'all can see now, we just sit up in front of the TV and here comes some other junk we ain't never heard of. I can't even pronounce the fact. I said, what they saying in here? Shoot, I don't know what he, what? I'm a what?
Probably better off not calling me to you, but call it my name.
Oh, the other one. The next one. Before we get outside on this, here comes up in. So we as Christians, mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go back for now. We got to pray. Honestly, pray. But when you're doing what God wants you to do, you feel more like God with you. See, why you don't feel like God with you, you ain't obeying what you know. God don't expect nothing out of you you don't know. You know, and he don't expect nothing out of you, he ain't give you the gift. A lot of, you can't be her, you can't be him, you can't be brother. You got to be yourself. And you got to grow as you grow. And if you're 3 years old in the Lord, you ain't going to be 20 when you get to tomorrow. You're going to be three years and one day. You know, so quit trying to do what Brother Ed do, Brother Hill do, Brother Dad do, Brother Sister, be yourself. Jackie is Jackie, and Jackie is nobody but Jackie. You know what I'm saying? Just be yourself. I really believe it. My pastor taught me that years ago. She said, Celeste, be yourself. And that's what I do. Just be yourself. If people don't like that, I'm sorry. Because I told my lady, I told y'all we have a Bible study. I had on I had a little skirt on, a little bow. And so she said, this is Celeste. I said, how you doing? So I didn't know what to do, you know how y'all dress. So I went and I sit down. You know, we used to dress like that, but y'all know, come on now. Mm-hmm. She said, well, you didn't have to come dressed up. Mm-hmm. I had a skirt on and a blouse. I was washing dishes just to keep me.
When a woman put a skirt on or a dress on, she dressing up.
Right.
Y'all. Hell, don't stop me now. You know, I used to teach y'all. I taught these kids. But you know, it's the way, the old way is the best way.
Yes,
let me tell you this, and I'm going to hush. I've had men walk up to me in the store, understood. And I say, ma'am, excuse me. It is so wonderful to see a woman with a skirt on or a dress on. I've had this several times.
Mm-hmm.
Children of God, do what God has told you to do. Don't get in with this new generation. These folk is crazy. These people crazy. And let me tell you something. The devil getting bolder and bolder.
Yes, he is.
And as long
yes.
as we don't stand up, he going to get bolder and bolder. Now they say, him and my partner. What they call
him?
My husband.
My husband.
Yeah, my husband. This man is saying, I have to ask my husband. I say, God, it was a time when you were the day when the people came out into the street.
That's right.
God can't we see what's going on.
Got
love. It's just pitiful. Then they say, you don't love nobody. Right. That ain't got nothing to do with no love.
Amen.
No, you love it. You love it when you're telling the truth. It's very sad. I've been here a long time. I just never seen nothing like this. And God said, you got to go on the other side. Because it's going to get worse. So we as Christians going to have to take a trip to the other side. Because you stay on this side. And you know what side I'm saying. I hope that I've said enough of you know what side and what side is side. Or we're going to lose out. We're going to lose out. As much as we love God. And I believe some people God going to take us. I do. Because you love us. And let me push because I want to say what you want me to say. But I just believe that we're living in the last days. And I'm going to show you how much God loves me. You know, don't you feel God loves me? Let me see y'all that know God loves me. Ooh, Jesus. I tell all of his favorite child. Wait a minute. I'm waiting for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm his favorite child. I want to show you something. I'll ask him, can I do this, Tina? Can I show it?
Yes.
Okay, I asked Tina. She made me some pin flowers for one Christmas or something. And I keep them in my bedroom. So I said, Tina, I want you to make me some couple more pin flowers. She said, yeah, ain't T, what you want? I want you to show them how pretty they are. Bring them in the front, Tina.
Yeah.
Come up front. That's an ink pin.
Wow.
Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
That's an ink pin. That's an ink pin. She has such great talent. She does. And she made me a vase full of those. Red, white, and black. I said, Tina, make me a couple. She said, okay, Auntie. You know, let me say this to you. And I know, Ed, you really agree. There's nothing in the world like love. True love. Love will heal. It's just nothing like it. I was feeling, I don't know, Clay, yesterday. Kids come and gather, took me out, and it was like a spring shower. Because nobody don't know what nobody going through. So when you feel like calling somebody, feel like visiting somebody, get up, put your mask on, and go visit. Do what the Lord tell you to do. Sometimes it's a word.
Simple.
Just how you do it. And it's amazing to me. It's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely. And people appreciate it. Lady across the street said, so let's, I'll ask you, she said, I got what you bring. You're going to get some down here and some up there too. People are going to appreciate what you do. And you're going to get, God going to appreciate what you do. Amen. What you saying? I hope I made it clear something. Let's go to the others. I wish I knew a song that said that. Y'all gonna see, I told the Lord to help me. But the other side of me gonna come out too. What I used to do, I'm gonna do it again.
I told God I've been sold. He said, Celeste, I don't want to hear that. I want you to do what I gave you to do. So pray for me. Pray for me, and I will. I'm preach next Sunday, and I'm going to sing. And I'm going to sing, and I'm going to sing. And I'm going to sing, and sing, and sing. Amen. So the enemy can just do you in, honestly. But God will raise you up. And he's going to use me, the people that know me, they're going to know that God has raised me up. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, God will raise you up. I don't care where you are, what you're going through. You ain't going through nothing that God can't help you with. Nothing. I say nothing. Amen. You ain't been nowhere. You ain't saying too much. God is God. And there's nobody like him upon the universe. His name is above all names. And at his name, every knee go by. He's God. God all by himself. Hallelujah. He's God. Clap your hands again, children of God. Yeah, I'm getting a little older. Dad said, no, honey, you getting older. I said, I'm getting older. He said, honey, you getting, I say, I'm getting older. I be meaning, you devil, you know. But y'all hang in here with me in love. You know, whatever I do, I do it from my heart. I love God. I love his people, and I've been up here, good Lord, 50, 60 years. I've been teaching ever since I was 14 years old. I taught in my church. I taught classes since I was 14. So I've been in this work a long time. And I'm not saying now that I, during the time I was 14, I was down in my other church, and I lived like I wanted to. I ain't never been too brave, you know. Well, I was a good sinner, one of them good sinners. Y'all know any good sinners? I went to hell just like anybody else if I'd have died before my time. But I just want to thank God, too, for loving me. And I've said I'm going to sing for you, Lord, I promise. And if y'all don't like my kind of singing, I'm sorry. You know, I don't sing our culture songs. I love songs. I love love songs. I love, whoo, I could just give, when I was a kid, just give me a love song, child. I would even mimic people that sung love songs. I love songs because to me, they move me. They really do. So y'all pray for me, my strength in the Lord, and I am going to sing though. You ain't got to pray for that. I'm singing. I'm bringing my tape next week and I'm going to let him play my music. And I'm going to sing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just go and thank the Lord just for a little while. Thank him for his love and kindness. You deserve all the love, all the glory, all the praise.